Hey, After Buzzers, welcome back. We're back for season two of Netflix's hit Narcos. Don Pablo is back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, you got your salsa shimmy.
He's got that shimmy down. I need to get on your level. Yes. We got that. Hope you guys are shimmying with us at home, ready to discuss this season of Netflix's Narcos. But before we get started, I am your host, Miera Jennings, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings for the rest of the season. And here is my amazing panel.
Hey,
where
guys.
Can I find you guys?
You can find me, I'm Andrew Mena, for one, at Twitter at Andrew Mena, and at Instagram at The Andrew Mena.
And Saturday night, salsa dancing.
Yeah.
At our local salsa clubs.
Just at the clubs on Saturdays. And my wonderful, to the left, gentlemen.
Hola, señoritas.
Hola.
I am he, Khalil Abubu, on Twitter and Instagram. At Khalil Abubu.
All right.
Mucho gusto, Khalil.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the passion already in this room.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good conversation for sure.
I'm so ready.
So before we get started with these two episodes, which, by the way, were so completely elaborate and action-packed.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less with the Netflix series and from what we saw from last season. But just going off of where we ended last season, we saw that La Catedral was flooded, and Pablo had to make a run for it. Were you guys thinking that this was maybe the end of his whole operation, or were you pretty confident in his plans?
Well, like, I'm familiar with what happened.
Right.
So,
history.
Yeah, so,
right,
like,
history, yeah. But I mean, that, as far as, like, where it ended up, people could assume that maybe this is the time for him to start reevaluating his situation.
For sure. It was plenty of stuff to happen before that. But, like, I remember watching it the first season. Like, I never looked at how many episodes there were, but I was like, how are they going to do two seasons? Like, the story's almost over. Like, he's about to die. Like, we got right to the part where he dies.
I mean, here's the thing, though, guys. Here's the thing. They gave us a Pablo Escobar that I just love so much.
Really?
I just love him so much. He's so great.
Everybody I talk to hates him. Well, not hates him, but, like, they don't like him. They say they can hear the accent because he's not really Colombian.
I think that's the biggest problem that I've seen as far as other people's evaluations of the show. When you're really invested in a certain demographic. Yeah, authenticity. You can kind of tell. But if you put that aside, it's all about suspending your disbelief. Yeah.
Or if you don't speak a lick of Spanish, you don't know the difference. You like me.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if your Spanish isn't great, then you're just like, they are so good.
It. Yeah, it's definitely something. I mean, if you're in it, you're in it all the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am, so that's completely fine. But yeah, that was definitely somewhat of a cliffhanger in the last in the last season, and I'm glad they picked it up right where we left off, where, you know, they're walking through the forest and we see the soldiers kind of looking for him, and immediately we're like, okay, Pablo's back. He is not messing around, because he makes it clear he's not going anywhere. He is no one's prisoner.
He straight up tells them, yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be going with you.
That was so dope. Like,
wasn't it?
Him, like, walking through the forest like, hey, man, I can't let you go. Yo, I'm going.
The way he calls people son in just the non-condescending way, just like, hey, I've seen some stuff, okay? You're going to let me go.
And then he turns around.
Like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I guess I am.
The guard turns around and is like, yo, don't say nothing.
Nobody saw a thing.
Don't nobody say nothing.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because when you really think about it, in instances just like this, this could have been over. This whole situation could have ended right then. Why do you think they had such reservations to take this guy in?
I mean, especially, okay, so that was the forces. Here's what I think about that moment specifically. Because those are the forces from, like, Medellin, basically.
Right.
So they are all on this weird, like, edge of a knife decision with, like, is Pablo Escobar, like, the savior of our people? Does he, like, because he, like, you know, one of the characters, what's his name, Mohawk, later, Limon, talks about, like, his mom lives in the barrio that, like, Pablo built for them. So, like, there's clearly, especially on the poorer people, a huge effect that he's having.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, he is the, like, and they talk about it a lot, but it's reflected most when we see, like, those characters who end up being people like Mohawk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to refer to him as Mohawk because I like Limon. Limon with Mohawk.
Limon.
Okay, he's Limon. Fine.
Yeah, no. Because I don't speak Spanish, so I'm like reading it and I'm like, it says lemon. He's saying Limon. Okay. The little asterisk. Okay, I'm hip. All right.
It's a little accent.
Yeah, see, I think you're spot on as far as him being kind of the savior figure.
Right.
But at the same time, at what point do people take into consideration the amount of damage that he's caused?
Yeah,
the
blood for sure. States. Like, they definitely turn a blind eye to it. And I get it. Like, he's literally in the street passing out money. Nobody does that.
Yeah, just get little, that. Wads of
money. I know. Like, some money for I get it. Here's some money for you. Like, they are really turning a blind eye to just everything that
absolutely
he consequently calls.
Yeah.
As now, if he's not directly doing it. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I mean, I think you're right. And as far as that's concerned, it probably the good does outweigh the bad, especially when you're poor and you're struggling and there's somebody who's actually giving you a voice. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And it's also like, who do they have from Medellin? Like, who is their, like, Medellin, like, mascot?
Right.
It's Pablo Escobar. Yeah. Like, he's their, like, person. And he makes them world famous.
He's their Jordan.
He's their Jordan, Chicago. Man. Yeah.
That is true. And that's actually even referenced later on. Somebody makes a comment like
it was
that.
It was the main cop.
Murphy, right?
Murphy, thank you.
But anyway, so he's out. He goes to visit his family, which seems to really be his only soft spot.
Oh, yeah.
His family, I mean, even though he's a cheater, and I'm not even going to get into that, but his wife, he's got serious love for his family.
He does. He has that crazy, like, sociopath love for his family. Yeah. Like, all of this is really for them, especially in his mind, you know? That's probably how he justifies it and sleeps at night. Like, that, everything he's done, every body in the street is for his family.
His wife's name is Tata, right?
Tata, yes.
Did they cast another Tata for this season? Because I feel like she looks different.
Oh, really?
Than last
I think
season.
She's the same.
I feel like she's the
Her
same.
Her hair's
same
a little one? Different.
Okay. She just looked different to me.
Now little. You've cast a shadow of you in my mind, and I've got to go back
she
and look.
She looked different. I just remember looking at her like, I don't remember you being that attractive.
Oh, really? Well, she's definitely, you know, a little more classy with her outfits. She's got some money to spend on the clothes.
She had money last season.
That's true, but not at the beginning. It was. You can definitely see the difference. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's the same person.
I mean, she does dance with him in that little slip.
Exactly.
You're talking about. I get it. I get what you're talking about.
No, she was working with all that.
Yeah.
That's all right. So we see, he has to kind of switch up his game right now because obviously he can't go roaming the streets as freely as he would hope. Mm-hmm. And this is where we are introduced to Limon,
Who
is going to be his
Mohawk.
New driver.
Yes.
Were you guys a little apprehensive about his involvement? Because I'm thinking, oh man, this is such a good guy. And he doesn't know what he's getting into.
He drives around hookers, so like...
Not that good.
Saying he's not good. I'm just saying he's used to the underworld, so to speak. Yeah.
Unsavory nature of the world. Sure. I do agree, though, with you that, like, he seems like a sweet, innocent soul.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's
you know?
Like, what are you getting into?
Yeah. And Kika is not good people. You know what I mean? Like, you do not want to be Kika's friend. And it sucks that, like, Limon is getting... Yeah. Oh, it sucks, man. Yeah. It's like, oh, I know the only relationship that can come from that guy is bad. Oh, please
this
don't
This is
be
the thing I have with Kika. What I feel like he is such a loose cannon. Pablo should be, and of course, he's all about loyalty, but I feel like he's so smart and intelligent, and he has this intuition where he would know that certain people are not that stable and maybe shouldn't be running around making decisions. But what do you guys think lies behind his decision to kind of let Kika run free and kind of make those decisions as far as picking the driver and doing these certain operations by himself? Because I don't think the guy has a level head at all.
Yeah. No, I agree with that 100%.
Never thought of that.
I think that he is basically his, like, his right hand in a lot of ways, in that he's just basically this, I don't know, wolf that he looks to and trusts because he's resourceful and he always seems to get out of hairy situations. Like, you know, we watch him, like, escape, like,
That's
by this,
true.
Like,
yeah.
literally, like, he is inside of a lady and then has to run, like, 2 seconds later, and does, and gets out of there. Like, it is madness that he is able to escape. He's almost
self-control, ladies and gentlemen.
Self-control. It is also, like, Pablo Escobarian, like, escape tactics. Like, he is, like clearly learned from his master, mm-hmm. like how to get out of like a ridiculous
any situation.
Yeah. Ah, I see.
I see what you did.
All right. There's a lot of whorehouse in this episode.
Yeah. So we'll leave that at that for now. We'll definitely get back to Limon and Kika for mm-hmm. sure, especially in episode 2.
Yeah.
But let's segue to Judy, who is Kiko's wife. Oh, obviously, she's got her plan for revenge underway with Jaime and Berna.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what are you guys thinking at this point? Because they know who they're dealing with, but is the anger enough to fuel them to kind of let go of all of their fears and just go after Pablo, even though they know it's not smart?
I don't think she's scared.
You don't think
so? I don't think she's scared either. Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
She's ready to go.
Do you, like, my favorite thing in this show so far, in this first episode, mm-hmm. was that painting she stands in front of herself? lounging.
Is that a tiger?
White tiger. Yep. It's so incredible. I tweeted it. If you check my Twitter, internet. It's beautiful. Oh, it's just, and she just always stands in front of it. It has to be a power play. Mm-hmm. And I want to see, I feel like, unfortunately, because of the way that this show is, she's probably not going to survive too mm-hmm. long, especially if she is, like, legitimately trying to, like, find and kill Pablo. Yeah. He's going to try to kill her, too. Mm-hmm. But I worry for her, because I love Judy. I love that painting. I love that she has that.
I never noticed that. Now I want a painting of myself.
Me, too. With a white tiger just right there.
It's like the ultimate boss.
Yeah.
Put it in my bathroom.
Boss painting.
There you go.
I know. Well, yeah, I think ultimately it comes down to a game of trust here. Mm. Because we see later on that Jaime makes a big mistake in who he decides to trust with their plans. And it backfires majorly.
Yeah, he
majorly.
Trusts the Prisco brothers, who, yes. like, Pablo suddenly has in his pocket.
Yeah.
That nasty, nasty doctor grosses me out so much.
Really?
Like, he looks gross and is gross. Like, if that guy was my regular doctor, they say he's, like, a really well-respected mm-hmm. member of the medical community. It's like, I don't know about that guy.
I was thinking about the three brothers.
Okay, oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Not the three that eventually kill the soccer player that mm-hmm. we talked about, but... Yeah. The dentist pulling out the teeth, not into dental
not that appealing
torture.
Man, I don't know. I think you guys are right. Judy may be in for a little trouble later on.
I'm scared for
obviously
her,
Jaime was taken out of the picture.
Poor Jaime.
I expected it. I mean, what do you, some people just are not that level-headed, and when you're working out of pure anger, you're gonna miss some steps.
Yeah,
you know, you're gonna make some mistakes. You gotta slow it down.
It's like he's a little too trusting too, like of just telling the Prisco brothers where he was at mm-hmm. and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what their next move will be, but
it's so hard to trust. Like you said, it's a game of trust. Like, who can you trust?
You would think he'd be able to just sell dope and make money everybody live to see right? the next day.
Why can't it just be peaceful?
Why the big deal? It's just drugs, guys.
It's just drugs. Like, why do people have to... Like, what's the difference between selling drugs and selling toothpaste? Why can't... Nobody dies selling toothpaste.
They both change the quality of your teeth.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Khalil. I think that's a great point because... In my opinion, okay, we learned a lot about Pablo in this episode.
Yes, we did.
Earlier, a few minutes ago, you said that his family was probably his main motivation or the way he justifies mm-hmm. his actions. I started to question that now. Because
really?
I'm thinking, for example, when we see that he's finally riding around in the trunk with Limon, mm-hmm. and later on, you know, he is seen, people are coming up to him, they're excited to see him, and Limon's kind of hesitant, but Pablo's like, let him see me.
Yeah.
Let him see me.
I need to get seen.
I'm starting to think this is more of a pride, more of a personal thing.
And that's when people have to die.
Exactly. And that's when things change. When your initial motive changes from, you know, I got to do this for my family. I came from nothing. I'm building to, man, no, I'm the boss. Like, nobody's messing with me.
Exactly.
I need to be seen. Yeah. That's when you have problems. But what do you guys think? Do you really think
that makes sense. Because I've always thought about that. Mm-hmm. Like, when your little girl comes home and she wants to sell cookies so she can win the prize for a new bike or whatever it is, then it's cool. Like, everybody can sell cookies, but it's a pride thing. You're absolutely right.
No, it is. And it seems like, it's getting him in deep now. Because you're right. At the beginning, it seemed like it was about his family, and now he's kind of got to be seen. It's about outsmarting the president, basically.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
He's got to have the upper hand. He's got to he has to be able to be like, I'm negotiating, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that was his biggest downfall in the end.
I do like his, like, power moves like that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it. Like, the president's like, yeah, no. And then he just goes out and does something else just and so like
calm. Oh god.
Yeah, like super calm with
yeah.
I love it.
And I love the way that they shoot those scenes. Like we'll get to this in the second episode because the way that episode ends is this example exactly. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I love the way those scenes are shot.
Yeah, they're very, very well done. And even the scenes where you don't get any dialogue, but you can feel the tension, you can sense the vibe, like, yes, I got this.
Yeah.
Well done.
The pure action.
Very absolutely. Well done. So after that, we see that one of the prostitutes decides to run her mouth a little bit.
That was
she's
stupid.
Feeling
dude.
Bold. Guys, what were you thinking at this point? Because so far, we really haven't seen anyone stand up and speak out and really try to help these people capture Pablo. Like we said, he's been a heroic figure. But this girl obviously is feeling a little greedy. She made a mistake, right?
I had a really morbid thought when she was making that call, which was either this is going to end in Kika dead mm-hmm. or it's going to end in all of the whores dead.
Oh,
and I was like, well, shit.
You called it.
Yeah. You may... Oh, God. Dude, it was so Pablo pointless. Escobar.
Like it was so pointless. Yeah. Like, it's a reward. Like she didn't even like.
Yeah, come on.
Give her a name or like. How do I get the reward?
It was all this weird jealousy of the girl in the car, and why? Like it's such a
again pride,
purposeless.
You see so many examples of that in the show with so many characters. It's like you have the opportunity to survive, and your pride won't let you because you're making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But she does that, and. Kiko's not happy about that, but we get more into that later on, so I don't want to jump too far ahead. But here's a turning point in the episode where I think things change for Steve Murphy. Because we've seen, like I said, I questioned Pablo's motives as far as pride and things becoming personal. Mm-hmm. And now we see that Connie decides to take Olivia, mm-hmm. and they're leaving. They're out of here. And this changes everything for Murphy. Did you guys think this was a point where he should back down?
For sure. I understand why he got upset, but at the same time, like, I completely disagreed with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
get your wife and daughter out of here, or kid. I don't know if it was a boy.
I just feel like Murphy is great on this case, but why is your family here in Columbia?
Exactly.
Like, it's totally selfish of you to have them there in the first place. And, like, to have her that close to, like, you and that craziness goes down, like,
exactly.
That's not fair to her either.
Your
and, like,
cat was dead. Like, in the living room.
You cannot expect her not to react that way.
I know.
Like, any reasonable woman would be like, I'm going to take my child and go to a safe place.
Absolutely. And I didn't question her decision for a second. Yeah. I was like, girl, I would have been on that plane, too. But the question...
You waited too long.
Absolutely. I would have been gone the second I landed. But the other question is, what is Murphy's end goal now? Is he doing this to really... achieve justice for these people, or is he just doing it because he's lost so many times and he wants to come out on top?
That one. It's 100% that one. It's 100% his bride. You're like, you guys we're totally hitting, we're breaking into the themes of this show.
We are. We're digging deep.
It's all about pride. Pride is the ultimate downfall.
Right now.
That is the sin of all of these people. And I just wanted to point out that there's that wonderful moment where Peña kind of lays it out in the next episode to the new boss lady.
Yeah.
And we'll get into this more in a minute, but that just totally exemplifies, like, who Peña is and who he knows Murphy to be now. And he's like, yeah, we deserve to see this to its end. And that's all this is now for Murphy. It's, like, a job he needs to finish or it will drive him insane.
I think I would have quit.
Dude.
I'm not a quitter, but guys.
Yeah.
I feel like if he quits, he literally would, like, never be able to not look over his shoulder
that's
and,
true,
like,
though.
Think about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's who he is.
Especially seeing, you know, if there were any further damage on the news, just knowing that maybe you could have done something about
it. He's like, if I was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It's like family or your pride or, you know, there's a lot of things to weigh out. But we'll see what comes of Murphy because he's very determined.
It's true.
That's for sure.
That's absolutely
so true. Later on, we see that Pablo is still trying to negotiate. And he's just so calm with it and so smooth.
Yes.
He's still not freaking out.
I love it.
You know, he's willing to go back, finish his sentence. He just wants people to start doing what he says.
Yeah.
And it's like, at this point, if you were Gaviria, what would you do?
I mean, Gaviria basically stands strong and goes like, yo, I'm done negotiating with you. I'm done. Like, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is the only way to go.
Yeah, I feel like he has nothing else.
He's been driving himself crazy, like, talking to Pablo, because Pablo is smarter than him. And you can't talk to someone who's smarter than you about giving them things that they want that you just can't do, especially from your position. Like, he's giving a private citizen who is also happens to be a crazy narco-terrorist, like, all everything he wants. So yeah. He's put in such a precarious position by the people that, like, do want him, Pablo, like, to have good fortune, and the rest of the world, which only sees, like, the headlines of, like, all of these people dead, slain by the order of this one dude, which it's crazy to think that he doesn't... He does occasionally get his hands dirty, but he doesn't have to be, like, responsible for so much destruction.
Now, what do you think about Gaviria's decision to make that public statement and announce the $1.4 million reward? I mean, obviously, this was in hopes that Pablo was watching. Yeah. This was a direct message to Pablo. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, do you think it's enough to get his loyal followers, Pablo's loyal followers, to kind of waver?
I think it's a desperate play. It's kind of like, I got no more cards to pull.
Take the money. So. Please help me.
I do feel like it's... Yeah, no, it's super desperate. Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it is like that Rome was destroyed from within kind of thing of like, if I can get one of Pablo's like main people to be like, oh, that's a lot of money. You know, not that they would, because Pablo has more money than is conceivable of and probably pays them all pretty friggin' well, considering they're all willing to die for him. Like,
yeah.
Like, no questions asked.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy how quickly Lamont is like, yeah, I'll die for you. I understand. I that's what it takes.
He's only been working there 3 days.
He's so sweet.
Come on, dude.
It's like, he looks at it like a war. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He looks at it like, Pablo is my, like, the general of this army, like, that's going to change the world.
Yeah.
And I would die for him. It's like,
I've never been that committed to any of my bosses ever in life.
They probably weren't paying you as much either, though. So you got to take that into consideration. Obviously, I wouldn't be doing this stuff for money either. Just got to add that in. But when you come from you know, these situations, like these people have grown up
driving
in such,
around whores.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, man, if I can get.
There's not a lot of options sometimes.
I mean, what's the difference between that and Uber, though?
I mean. There's no difference.
Thank you.
Phones.
Oh, man. You guys.
you're going to have a lot of fun with us.
I'm loving it already.
Great.
So transitioning to the second episode, we follow up with Kika's anger issues because, like you said, he returns to kill the prostitutes.
Those poor whores.
And probably one of the biggest fears that I had at this point was Limon's future and, of course, Maritza, his friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because... Okay, Kika has no... He thinks Maritza is the one who told.
Right.
And he's just with it. No questions asked. I thought she wasn't going to survive at all.
I mean, he looks at it like they were all, like, loose ends. Like, he murdered them all, which like, super sense. Methodically.
Which makes sense. And it's a smart play from his point. But I just, like... I was really upset with Limon because it was like, man, like, you dragged her into this and now she's about to die.
But you gotta give it to him. He did try to convince
him. He did look out.
Right?
He looked out, but
like, he did what he had to do.
That's the thing. He did the best job he could as, like, a good person would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just gets shit for it and it sucks.
I know. Gah. I know. And we definitely see more of his decision making later on. Well, we'll segue into kind of the Force, and they're making some changes. Mm-hmm. We see our new boss lady, which I was pretty happy to see her. She's about her business, right?
I'm all about her.
Claudia Messina.
Mm-hmm.
She was. So what do you guys think about Messina just on first sight? What are your thoughts about her character?
She hasn't won me over yet.
Oh, really?
I don't dislike her, but it's
what do you think, though?
She's just been there. Like, okay, well. Let's see what you do.
I totally feel that, but there are two scenes that totally won me over already.
Right, which were?
Which were the first moment where she's talking to Javier's kind of talking to her on the way to the car or whatever, and he goes, Claudia, and she goes, Messina, or boss. That's what you're going to call me. Like, and she just, it's not malicious. It's not just like, hey, there's a new pecking order, and like, you're going to respect it because that's your job. It was just like, hey,
she's
professionalism.
To the point,
it's great. And then the second one was in a couple seconds when she sees Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I get it. I've been here for 2 seconds. But you're also going to step in line.
I respected her for that, though, for like bringing that to the light. Like,
totally.
I realize I've just been here, but... I
felt like this was the best... Like, he messes up. Mm-hmm. He acknowledges it. Everyone acknowledges it. Like, they all have a great conversation where Peña, like, vouches for him. And basically, everyone... Like, it's resolved really well. Like, this moment of him being an idiot and beating the crap out of those business guys.
So we did see his meltdown in the last episode where he just beat up those guys
in
the bathroom. And obviously, Messina was worried about that because I'm thinking, yes, Murphy has done so much for this whole operation. But at the same time, now that his family's gone, now that he's obviously so personally invested, almost in an unhealthy way, I want to say, absolutely, is he a liability at the end of the day, or is he really more of a benefit to this operation?
I mean, he never says that he's not. When she asks him if it's an isolated incident, he doesn't say no. That's like, true. He basically acknowledges, yeah, something might set me off. Like, I might go crazy again, because that's who I am right now.
I definitely think you want somebody that dedicated on the team.
You think so?
I'll leave it at that. You definitely want somebody that as dedicated as he is on the team.
I can definitely see that, and I absolutely understand why she gave him another chance, but at the same time, I would always be worried about what this guy's going to do. Yeah. And he's definitely not a by-the-rules kind of guy, but either.
I would think, like, at the very worst he could possibly do is go up and shoot Pablo in the face. Like, that's the absolute worst he's going to
Which wouldn't
do.
Be that bad.
Exactly. To these people. So it's like, hey, you can stick around, buddy.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, hey, he's done a lot. He's dedicated, like you said, Khalil, so... All right, you'll stick around a little longer, Murphy. That's fine. So now, the grief. He decides to go, and he's attorney general, and obviously we find out he doesn't have to necessarily follow the protocol that Gavidia puts in place.
Right, he doesn't technically work for Gavidia.
At all, he works for the people. You like that?
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about his decision to go behind their back and kind of try to negotiate by himself and get this whole stuff ended?
When he said it, I had like my glass of water, like, ooh.
Whoa, man.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
He said he don't work for you.
I mean, was that a smart move?
I mean, it's yes. No. Yes. I feel like it's a super smart move on his part.
Yeah.
Because it puts him in this position where he is, he's protected from the people who are going to murder him. Mm-hmm. I mean, momentarily, even. Like, it might get messed up.
I didn't even think about that.
But there are no assassins among the government. There are assassins among Pablo Escobar's people.
Like, I did not think of those people
as like a public figure that I would not want to, you know what I mean? Gaviria, it wasn't the guy before Gaviria shot in his car, like in season one? Mm-hmm. Like, that was so brutal and horrifying and like out of left field. Like, they don't have like the car that our current president rides around in that's basically like a armored little tank that you cannot shoot through, right? They're in a car, a regular car. So that really scares me. Mm. All of the public figures in this show, I fear for, especially if they like take a real stance against Pablo. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. So with the grief, you think it's more about personal longevity.
Protection.
Yes.
A little bit.
Rather than ending the violence and getting this over with.
I think that's gravy for him, you know what I mean? Like, he's happy to be without the violence, but he's more, in this time when people get knocked off and like he sees what's going down, I think he's putting his money on the horse that's not going to murder him.
That is a good point. And probably pretty smart, because at the end of the day, it's like, even if they don't come to a negotiation, at least it looks like he tried, as opposed to Gaviria,
who's saying, I will not.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's a great point I didn't think about. So after that, we see, obviously, Murphy gets to stay, but his role and Pena's role is a little bit diluted because they're over the phone initiative or whatever.
Yeah.
The tip line. So Colonel Pinzon is over this. And I'm like, Pinzon makes so many decisions that don't make sense to me.
He's like he's literally the traditional army dog character.
Just so set in his ways.
That's just like, I will not do anything you say because you said it. I will do things my way because I said so. And that's it.
Were you guys expecting anything helpful to come from this tip line? Honestly, like in the beginning, were you thinking that people might take this as a way to anonymously?
1.4? No.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, this is where we got the tip to almost catch Kika. So, in a small way, it's like set in motion that it's like starting to help or it's starting to make a difference. Maybe I thought
the call was before the 1.4 claim.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
But still, I get what you're saying. At least it gives people a chance to do it anonymously.
Right.
But still, I'm like. Obviously, as we saw, so many prank calls and
people farting, as he's put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was what it was, right? You saw the subtitles. My one hope for it, and this goes into predictions a little bit, but I don't know if we're going to do predictions at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I'll tell you later.
All right. Okay. Save it. Great. Write it down. Don't forget. We're definitely going to do predictions, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm thinking, oh, and this is when Murphy makes the statement. It was like asking Chicago to rat out Michael Jordan. And I'm like, yeah, you got it right with that statement. This is the guy who's like Santa, everything, his savior. Like, nobody's going to turn against
Santa?
Him. I don't know.
No, you're not wrong. I just really love that image of like Pablo Escobar Santa.
Well, I mean, Santa does give out presents.
Exactly.
He does.
Pablo gives out money.
It's roughly the same they're basically thing. The same historical figure.
Absolutely.
Basically.
It's so true. I just don't think really, unless you're a true enemy, you're not turning against him.
Yeah.
For what? Even if you are scared of the violence.
It's so dangerous.
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah. What's the point?
I would have moved.
It's so easy for them to find people too. Like,
yes.
In this episode, you know, we have that moment where they're in Maritza's apartment.
Yeah.
That terrifying moment where Limon basically has to just be like,
oh my gosh,
yeah, do not acknowledge that you see me. I will not allow this that I see you.
And I was very surprised that she was able to get away, her and her daughter.
Oh, I was so happy.
I was surprised. Yeah, I thought for sure she was dead.
I mean, yeah. When that scene started, when she got under the bed, I was like, Jesus, no.
I was hoping that she made it, honestly. Because I was like, this is going to suck if she dies.
The good
she
people don't last.
Oh, this is going to suck.
Too sad.
No, but I will say this. There was a point when I really did think she was going to speak up.
Yeah.
When she first saw that it was Pablo and, you know, she mm-hmm. was obviously like
upset by
you
that.
Bastard, like upset that she was pulled into this. I thought, oh, man, does she have it in her to kind of speak up and turn this guy in?
Yeah.
So I was definitely waiting for that. I'm surprised she didn't, but I'm happy that she got away at the end because, man, it's always a close call with Escobar. Always. So back to DeGrief. I mean, this is where things get a little sticky because we see that Vice Minister Sandoval has a conversation with DeGrief, and DeGrief kind of turns everything on Sandoval, and he's like, I want to open up an investigation as to why you're not doing what I'm doing. What do you guys think about that? Is that a smart move? I feel like DeGrief is so bold.
Dude, I think it's like this weird genius move of like putting him so off his like, put him so on the defense and so like off his guard that they are busy with all of this stuff while he can do whatever he wants. They're busy worrying about this new problem he's presented them of like, I'm going to bring up the implications of what you've been doing. And I'm just going to also turn around and do my business over here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like it's a distraction tactic, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe. I don't know.
No. I honestly had no explanation for his what he was doing. Like, I was like,
yeah,
I don't get just that move.
Cocky old dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, man, I don't really know whether I'm happy or upset that Pablo... So we see that Fernando tells Pablo about his conversation with DeGrief and how maybe he should just negotiate with him. And Pablo is kind of on board with this. Obviously, Gaviria is not getting them anywhere.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, Pablo knows he's a boss in town, but at the same time, does he really want to go back and forth forever? So I think, I mean, at the end of the day, it would be smart to make come to some kind of deal with DeGrief. What do you think? Should he just stay on the run? Do you think he's, like, that confident, or should he just give in?
I think he should totally stay on the run. Like, just go to Canada, I don't know, India, somewhere, and, like, take whatever money you got, take your wife, your mom, the kids, and, like, just chill out in India, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, just go and chill. Go to Japan. Go to Japan, like one of the little, not like the big island, like one of the little just islands,
little tiny islands,
and then like just buy up the whole thing and just have it. There. Just hang out there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought that up. We see Tata really speaks out this season, really,
she
both
up
episodes.
To the mom in that
she
moment.
Is, yeah, that she's amazing. Fed up.
She was like, I wasn't talking to you.
I think that's a little talking bit of what husband? Made her extra attractive this episode, too. She was like, yeah, tell mama to shut up. Tell her again.
You guys are so funny. You definitely see the fire, the fuego in Tata. Right.
And then when she said, we not hiding, fix it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you gonna fix it, Pablo?
Yes.
Tell me how.
How you gonna fix it?
But that's the thing. So that comes down to, again, it's pride versus family and priorities. At what point is he really, really, really gonna fear for the lives of his family? Because right now, I just, even though he knows he's on the run and his family are all vulnerable right now, he's still like, no, I don't want to give this up. I don't want to back down. But at what point, I mean, his own wife is saying, come on, let's give it up. Like, we got all this money, let's go. What would you guys do in this situation if you were
Pablo
Pablo?
I would have had to do a lot to, like, get there, first of all.
Oh, my God. We would be such different people exactly. once we were there.
But don't you, well, just me personally, I just feel like, give it up, Pablo.
Yeah, I told you.
You have
Japan.
Millions, billions, whatever.
He's got a great idea. Yeah. Just retire somewhere. No, you're right. I mean, in that scene where he's running through the little underground tunnel and, like, they're breaking all the lights and he's, like, holding his kid and, you know, they're just running. It's just very, it's, like, exhausted. You know, you get this sense that he's just, like, I don't want to do this forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, and he's like, I think that's the moment he like agrees with Tata, like, yep, I'm not doing this forever. And that is also, I think, the moment he decides to do what he does in the end of this episode.
Absolutely.
Murder.
Well,
everyone.
Let's talk about that because that was a close call.
That was crazy.
Oh, that was a close call, right? I'm like, oh man.
Oh,
the action
running
is peaking.
Out of the house?
Yeah. So they finally get, you know, they do the telephone, whatever, the transmission. They figure out where they're hiding.
That's what I was going to say. That was the one thing that I did miss was how did they find his spot? It was through the telephone.
Well, first they figured out that Kika got a toilet, like a really fancy toilet, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they figured out, okay, well, obviously he was taking it here. So they looked in the different places that he could have been.
How did they figure out the toilet?
From the
Someone
guy
saw
in the
it.
Market
they had, like,
or something?
A tip from
Something like that. I don't know. Someone said they saw Kika getting
the
fancy toilet.
The toilet from El Catedral, yeah.
Yeah, something. Some toilet he fancy.
La? I don't
La.
Remember. La.
Yeah, so that's basically how they got started. Now, man, this is where it comes down to. I'm like, man, Pinzon is so frustrating to me. Because, and even Murphy points this out, they could have had Pablo, man, even though I kind of don't want him to get caught.
I mean.
But at the same time, I kind of do. And I'm like, they could have had him, but instead of, like Steve said, instead of sneaking up on the house,
being
very stealthy.
Just coming loud. Oh, dude, Pinzon goes in so loud.
Pride. Yeah. Is it not pride again?
Absolutely. You're totally right.
That's right.
Uh-huh. This is like
But at the
insane.
Same time, I think, like, okay, so I'm sure, like, GPS is not what it was back then. Today, like,
no Siri.
I feel like you should have known that, all right, he's going to have, like, a back door. I don't know, like, a tunnel. Like, I don't know if I would have thought tunnel, but, like, I would have thought, like, he's got to have a way to get out of here. Like, he probably thought this through already.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we've played this game before.
It's like, it's almost like a James Bond villain. Like, he's just ready to go. I was almost expecting, like, an helicopter to fly out of the middle of his house.
Yeah.
His family. Just, he just kind of, like, makes eyes at them.
I know.
Like, I'll see you soon, Murphy.
I mean, this is really where, probably the first time where I saw maybe a glimpse of fear in Pablo. Maybe just a glimpse, even though they got away. But what'd you guys... Let's just talk about the ending,
totally,
because that was
every
a huge
time
ending. Yeah,
no, you're
ahead.
Right. No, every time he comes up to his family, like, there's that fear that, like, ooh, like, that fire that, like, that's what makes him do what he does in the end. Mm. In this scene where he murders, like, all the cops, like, all of these soldiers. I was really worried, too, because of the implications of that scene, because they lead up, they're like, we're going to kill a bunch of people. Like, or at least you know that's what they're going to do. It was that they were going to do it in the newly established headquarters that Murphy and Peña worked in, where everyone was.
Yeah,
I was like,
CIA,
that would be
Army.
Horrifying. But no, they just bring all the, like, injured people there, I guess. Yeah. So I was like, oh, God, if they hit that spot, that's everyone. That's our new boss. That's, like, the people that we've been talking to, like, from the other departments this whole time.
Yeah.
That could have been really devastating. I think dramatically it was a mistake that they didn't do it, but maybe historically it was not accurate to not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that place didn't get hit. Don't worry about it.
Man.
It's still crazy that,
so many
shooting everybody
so many
on the street.
Yeah, like, the whole motorcycle
just
driving by
and walk, doing
so
drive-bys and walk-ups and, like,
gosh. Yeah.
Now this, I don't know, man. Is Gavidia on? Why is he not moving on this on his stance?
Well,
especially
what
after
do you think
this,
what could he do?
What is there to do at this point? Because he's trying to put more forces out.
Yeah,
there.
He's putting people in the street. And
the difficult thing is that he's fighting a war where it's totally a war at this point, and the warriors he's fighting wear the clothes of his citizens that he also has to protect. So there's no differentiating between who they are, like there is for the soldiers, there is for the police. It's like uniform, bang bang, you're done.
Exactly.
It's like,
that's what he could do.
Jeans and a t-shirt. You could be anyone. Maybe you're the butcher. Oh no, now you're the butcher of me, and now I'm dead.
No. Mm. Man, what a graphic scene.
Yeah. Super, super sad. I'm, and they use a lot of real footage, too.
Like, yes, of the death. I love when they do that.
I love it, but it's also haunting. Like, yeah, it brings such resonance to this story.
Absolutely.
Of, like, yeah, because they make, like I said, Pablo Escobar so lovable. Like, I care for him so much. Though he is so willing and historically ready to murder so many people.
If you think about it, majority of people he killed were drug dealers. Like, occasionally your politician.
He's basically the Punisher. But, he's right.
The vigilante.
Yeah. It's a Batman thing.
Majority in a more violent way.
In Colombia.
I don't know, guys. Yeah. I feel like maybe, just maybe, it would be okay to let him go back to La Catedral and have his
At least he was under control.
At least he was under control. Yeah. At least the violence was over.
Except for the people that he killed that came to prison. But then again, like, who really wants to visit a prison? You're kind of asking for it.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, yeah, every time you go to a prison, you are risking getting murdered.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just facts.
I don't care if you're uncle, daddy, whoever's in there.
Well,
Sorry.
With that being said, a very violent ending, but at the same time, like I said, this might be the first time I got a little glimpse of worry from Pablo, because at the end of the day, and yes, he did kill all those cops, but he knows that Gaviria is still standing firm.
Yeah.
It's going to be back and forth until when? Until his son is gone, until his daughter, his wife, at what point is it going to be enough for him to stop? Obviously, you know, it's a true story, so we know when it all ends. But at the same time, I love that Netflix is giving us this behind the scenes.
And it's
look.
Little stuff that, like, you know, you don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you do go read up on it, like like the girl Maritza and Limon, it's like, that was crazy.
Yeah. I'm so interested in the minutiae of their lives.
Exactly. You
know, rather than just, okay, Pablo Escobar, that's true. Exactly. But, like, how does he affect everyone? Yeah. And he does.
Absolutely. And probably the coolest part is just, we see, and I love, like we said, I love how they incorporate the real news clips and the footage and the photos. And at the same time, when you think about it, just looking at news stories, you're never going to feel for people like that. But the shows like this really humanize. It's like, wow, he loves his family. Like, he has a heart. He wants to give money to the poor.
Look at the way he plays video games with his son. He cares so much.
Sega Genesis, too. Like, I wanted to pull out my Sega.
Oh, I have to fight a woman now? Like, he's having a whole conversation.
Yeah. Just so much depth and complex people, and you can't even call them characters because they're people, you know? Yeah. So we get a different side of it, and I love it. But let's get into predictions. Let's figure out what we expect to see moving forward for the next two episodes.
Sweet.
All right.
I'm ready. Okay. There's usually a weird thing.
Yeah, I know.
We did it.
We'll jump into it. Don't worry. That's all right. We got it.
TV predictions.
All right. It's
late. You're late.
That's right. Thank you. Better late than never,
Thank you. So here are my predictions. I think that because we have the tip line, we have to use it for something big. Mm-hmm. It has to eventually come back some way. And because we just saw at the end Maritza go to, like, live with her grandma, her mom, something, like, go somewhere else, somewhere that maybe Limon doesn't know where she is, hopefully. Like, that's kind of, I think, what he hoped for her. Like, go somewhere I can't find you. I think she's going to use the tip line. I think she's going to be like, yo, I was in the, like, in the car with Pablo Escobar in the trunk. He rides around in the trunk of a taxi. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Which is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I mean,
like, and then, like, when you get caught, like, how'd you get around? Like, I took a cab.
Yeah.
That is a dope answer.
Yeah. I've been here all along, buddy. You didn't see me. that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking. I think that's probably what's going to happen for her. But I don't know. And I'm worried for Limon because I don't want this life for him. Like, he's clearly an artist.
You don't want this life for you, Limon.
I don't want this life for you, bro. Like,
you don't know what you're doing.
I know you want to be a dancer or something, man. Like, just do it. Just go live that life,
follow
bro.
Your dreams.
Follow those dreams.
What do you think, Khalil?
I think Murphy is going to end up getting a divorce.
Mm. Probably.
Man.
Can we be real, though? Murphy, come on, man. You just need to step up.
Get rid of the stash, Murphy.
Yeah,
get rid of the stash.
Little blonde stash.
It's not working for you, buddy.
Guys, yeah. I think Limon is going to play a really big role in something tragic.
I think that's very
Because we did
possible.
See him shoot probably his first murder.
Person,
I'm going to go ahead and say this is the first time he killed somebody.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And that look on his face.
Right. He, utter destruction. But I think he's a pawn now.
Or maybe he'll Be the one who flips on Pablo.
I mean, it could be.
Maybe. We don't know. You guys, comment and let us know.
Yep.
If you're watching on YouTube, let us know, please. We love to see all of your predictions as well, and I'll try to bring some up every week so we can figure out what you guys are thinking, but we'll leave it at that for this week, and thank you so, so much for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, thumbs up if you like it. Leave a comment. I will try to always respond. Thank you so much. If you're listening on iTunes, you can hit us with a rating and a review on there as well.
We'll totally read it out loud on the air.
We will. Shout you out for all your friends. Yeah. Yes.
It'll be such a good time.
Interact. And as usual, you can definitely keep the conversation going with us online. Mm-hmm. Next week, we'll be covering episodes 3 and 4. So we'll be doing 2 at a time, just in case you want to keep track with what we're covering. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miara Jennings, and on YouTube at youtube.com/MiaraJenningsTV. And
you can find me, Andrew Mena, at Andrew Mena, and at The Andrew Mena on Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram, Khalil Boo Boo.
All right, guys. Wow. Great job. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.